Knock knock.
Who's there?
Peas.
Peas who?
Peace to meet you. It's Abby and Claudia, and we are joining you with the third episode of season two, D for Two. Today, we're going to be talking about food, because who doesn't love food? That was a good joke, wasn't it?
I think I need a minute to recover.
Thank you, Knock Knock Jokes on highlightskids.com for coming through with that one.
Oh, do you have another one?
I do. This one's really bad. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Potatoes.
Potatoes who?
Potatoes don't have a last name, silly. Okay.
That was awful.
Thank you. I'll be sure to let you know. I quite enjoyed them, but there we go.
Yeah. No, that was terrible. Heard a really bad joke yesterday, you might know it. Why did the Mexican push his wife off a cliff?
I don't know.
Tequila. Yep.
That's so bad. That's dark. Mine's all happy about potatoes and peas, and yours is just like tequila.
But the potato doesn't have a last name.
I know. The poor potato. No sense of identity there.
Oh. Well, that was disgusting. But you know what isn't? Our cooking.
Oh. I mean, very, very true. We do come up with some absolute banging food recipes, I must say.
I have seen you make some rather questionable meals, I'll admit. But overall, I think we're pretty good.
I mean, if you're talking about chicken Kiev pasta, then I think you're totally wrong.
Oh no, I was talking about chicken nuggets and croquettes.
What's wrong with croquettes? You're just a hater and I will not stand for it. I can back you on the mash. Mash is disgusting. But a croquette is just tasty.
But a croquette is just fried mash.
No, it's different. A croquette
is pimped up mash.
Exactly, it's pimped up. It's taken to a new level.
Mash, bad.
Anyway, that was a, I just really need to eat and I'm sad meal. That wasn't a let's try and cook something nice meal, which most of yours are.
That's so key, isn't it? Having sort of, I'm really busy or I don't have it in me to cook right now, but I still need to feed myself and I don't want to get a takeaway meals, mm-hmm. which is why pizza in the freezer.
Oh yeah,
way to go.
I have the
think
little,
I have one,
the little Chicago Town pizza. They're so good. I don't eat a lot, so everyone else just cooks a whole pizza, but I'd eat probably 2-3 slices of that and then get bored. So I have my little pepperoni Chicago Towns, which are great. Fill me right up.
Aww, she's so dainty. You know what's really sad about those? I bought them because you recommended them, and granted they're very good, but I now have an orange stain on my duvet because it was I'm gonna eat sat in bed.
Well,
kind of
rookie
night.
Error.
I know, and also it just really doesn't go with my whole cream and white aesthetic.
No, might look
sometimes
a bit suspicious. But yeah, stuff like that is so great.
It is, and I also got pen on the other side.
You're a bit of a mess, aren't you? A little mottled really duvet cover, just a little rainbow on there. I mean, talking about things in the freezer, I think our French toast has probably been one of the key pinnacles of my uni experience so far. It's been amazing.
If there's anything I can recommend to people, is French toast. It's so easy to make. You get such a good turnout rate. It's just, it never disappoints. And if you make extra, you can freeze it. And it's just as good when you stick it in the toaster later on in the week.
Oh, it's been so good. Waking up, we have it one day fresh. We just freeze it, put it in some tin foil, put it in the freezer, put it on the defrost setting in the toaster the next day. Brilliant. If you really want to, you know, splash out, you can get some cream, some squirty cream from the shop, or bacon. And oh, it's so good.
Oh, when we made it with bacon and golden syrup, that was by far the best. And there's just something about the fact that it's still homemade on one of those really busy Monday mornings when you just have a day full of course Zoom lectures, to know that you can walk into the kitchen and you've already made breakfast and that it's delicious. Oh. It just makes me feel so put together.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I think, did we have it on the day that we came home, or am I wrong in that?
I think we did.
The morning of, we were just in the kitchen at like 7 in the morning, munching on some French toast in preparation for coming back home. Oh, so good.
Gosh, we really didn't know what was ahead, did we?
No, we were so happy, so innocent, and then it all just went downhill. But I mean, at least we had some good breakfast to keep us going for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Little did they know, it would take them 5 hours to get home that day.
Oh, don't remind me. Is it you that doesn't call it squirty cream? Or was that someone else in the flat?
It's not called squirty cream, it's called canned whipped cream.
No, it's not. It's called squirty cream, and I still can't believe that
what
you call it canned whipped cream.
About squirty cream sounds appetizing to you.
All of it. I love some squirty cream. Yeah. What about canned whipped cream? Sounds appetizing to you.
Whipped cream and it's in a can.
No.
Voila.
Again, I don't want to go back to you being wrong, but you're wrong. But yeah, anyway,
although,
so good.
Am I wrong? Because it seems as both your parents have backed me.
Yeah, and they're wrong.
If I've read the comment section correctly, your stepmom also backed me. So what I'm seeing here,
this is different.
Wait, did Owen also back me?
Yeah, but he realised his mistake and he was like, oh, I didn't realise she meant that. So we're fine.
No. He realised he gets broken up with if he says that Arrow's better than Chomp.
DJ, I'm sorry. No, he fully writes some of the things. So I asked him for some input in my tier list because I obviously hadn't had all of the chocolates. And he was slating some of the ones I put first. I was like, no. Pipe down, young man. You're wrong. Mine's right. But yeah.
I'm glad that your children still have a chance at having a decent taste for chocolate.
Yeah, through me, obviously. Apparently, Whisper Golds are really good. Have you had Whisper Gold before? He was raving about them and saying, put them first,
put them first.
I was like, I've not had them. But yeah.
They're not quite a first. And without going too much into last week's episode, but they're really good. It's like a whisper with a little layer of caramel. And you and your love for Cadbury's caramel would actually probably quite enjoy it.
Well, yeah, he seems to have a bit of a crush on them, so I don't know whether I should be worried or not, but it's fine.
You're a bit jealous.
I am a little bit. He likes the Whisper Gold more than me. I mean, understandable. Chocolate, you know. But yeah.
I mean, Whisper Golds.
Well, I'm a bit offended. But yeah, I mean, talking of squirty cream, I think our hot chocolate nights have been great fun as well. Everyone's got in on that, stealing our squirty cream that we've walked all the way to the shop for, but it's fine.
Stop calling it that. All the way to the shop for those 15 strenuous minutes to Nisa.
Oh yeah, that's a long walk.
No, they have. I don't think I'd enjoy them as much now because hot chocolate is very much of a winter thing. But in December, it was brilliant.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant. Nothing like hot chocolate pre-bedtime.
I'm still baffled about how that one time they'd ran out of squirty cream in the Nisa. Who's going out and buying this much cream? Like, sorry, what?
Do you remember? Or when we were trying to look for cheesecake,
there
was
just
none anywhere. Absolutely
that cheesecake.
Anywhere.
There we go. There's some advice for people. So Claudia and I actually bonded over cheesecake. So we both really fancied some cheesecake one day and we just decided, you know what, let's go for a little walk to try and find some everywhere because we couldn't find any. And that's how we became friends.
Either ridiculously late or a decent time, but it was just so dark because it's Yorkshire. It was so dark.
I think the Great British Bake Off was on and we were like, you know what?
Yes.
I want cheesecake more than I want to watch the Bake Off live. So we just left everyone and went on
a little
search.
It was a post-dinner kind of deal. We didn't find it, spoiler alert. However, Aldi, great cheesecakes. They're what, £2? £1.70?
Less than that. I think they're genuinely less than that. It's ridiculous. Such a good price.
It's insane.
It makes you quite nice.
Because God knows what's in them. However, the strawberry one, delicious.
Yeah, even the plain vanilla New York cheesecake one was quite nice. I was very surprised.
Yeah. Highly, highly recommend.
Yeah, I think Aldi just generally is a very good place to do your weekly shop when you're at uni. The pricing's good. The whole atmosphere in there, it's kind of like a little club for all the university students who are poor and want to save money on food.
It really is. And you're guaranteed to find something really silly that you don't need. Mm-hmm. On the way to the checkout line, their off brands that look a lot like actual brands are hilarious.
Yes, it's just an experience when you go, oh yeah, free Cuthbert. We support you. But yeah, it's so good as well. I think it's very good for buying spices as well. They're very cheap, which is good. I mean, everywhere's cheap, but Aldi's another level. And spices are just so important because you want to have some flavour in your food. It can honestly, putting some spice can just save any meal.
They really are. Like, I think if I could only have a select amount of spices in my cupboard, it would be cumin, cinnamon for French toast, and just general baking, banana bread, paprika. And I'm not going to include herbs because that's a whole other realm. But I reckon with those three, like cinnamon, paprika, maybe nutmeg too. That's it. That's all you need. And it makes such a difference when you're just making like a really boring meal because you feel a little bit uninspired.
Like pasta. Just boring old tomato pasta. I'll go on. No, I'm not. Your creamy chicken
pasta.
Oh, I mean, yeah. What? I don't know how you pronounce it. What is that spice I use? Is it cayenne?
Paprika?
Cajun? Oh, I don't know. Everyone says it differently.
Oh my gosh, we've had this conversation before. I say it's cayenne because Cajun is something else.
I get confused. I just ask Claudia and do what she says because she's the Italian. So, you know, she's automatically
cayenne is not Italian, but...
But I mean, it still applies. You're knowledgeable. Do that. Yeah, 100%. You put wine in your pasta and in your sausages. So to me, that just screams Gordon Ramsay. But yeah, it's so good. So you cook some chicken, you cook some bacon, you know, you spice those a little bit, you add some cream to it, a bit more spice, tagliatelle, you put it in there. Oh, it's lovely. Definitely recommend that one. It's good the next day as well.
It, to be fair, it always looks really good. Is it?
Well, I enjoy
cream always goes funny the next day.
Yeah, but if you add some like cheese and stuff, then it kind of saves it. And it tastes totally different as well.
Oh yeah, you put grated mozzarella in it as well, don't you?
Yeah. It's good. That's I think another great thing. And meals that you can have over a few days or freeze are the best to make at uni. Because honestly, trying to get room in the kitchen in itself is annoying because it's always so busy. And then it's so boring cooking sometimes. Sometimes you just don't want to do it. So if you have some stuff in the freezer or the fridge, it's great.
I think the best thing I've bought for university out of everything is this little basket that hangs onto my bottom shelf of my cabinet. That I think I bought a packet of two for like £3 at Wilko's. And they're the best thing ever. I keep one in my wardrobe and another two in my cupboard. And they just add an extra shelf. They're perfect for keeping your plates in, or in my case, fruit and veg at the bottom.
Exactly. But yeah, I've always been so jealous of them.
I use fresh garlic and onions.
She does. Oh, I do like the fresh garlic though. And oh, I buy made fruit. That pork. Do you remember that pork
the
we made?
Pork
when we did that
was so good.
Well, flat? Oh.
It wasn't a we, it was a you thing. You did the pork. Tell us all about the pork.
To be fair, I don't think I can tell you what I put in the pork. Because
I
just
have no
so
idea what you
much
put
in there.
The book.
But it worked and it came out really good. Thanks, Bethan. You probably don't know this, but I used some of your lemon juice. So thanks for that. But it was so good. I don't know what I did, but you know, magic hands must have worked.
It was really good. It sort of had a Korean barbecue vibe to it, which I'm so down for.
Yeah. Because we had a roast the night before, didn't we? With Kez and Bethan. And Kez made the most amazing. Was it roast potatoes? Oh, they were so good.
That amazing, were they?
They were.
No, they were
them.
Really good. They were super good. What's your favourite meal you've made at uni? Like, out of everything you've made, give me your favourite dinner and your favourite lunch. Tough one.
I really don't know. Favourite dinner? To be fair, most of the things I quite enjoy or I wouldn't make it. I think it would have to be, you know, that chicken Kiev pasta that Kez and I made. Because I just never had it before. But I'm talking about when I used the garlic butter stuff in it as well. Because that took it to a whole new level. And it was actually really nice. And when we added cheese, that was a whole experience. We've had about 5 different versions of the Kiev pasta since the beginning. It started with Kez making it because she had absolutely no other food. And it just worked. I've really enjoyed it, you know. I've taken it home with me as well.
Have you?
Yeah, the family's had it. I made it for everyone.
Amazing. I think one of my favorite things to make for lunch is, you know, when I make one of those bowls with roasted sweet potatoes, I had to include sweet potatoes in here. It may or may not be a joke within the flat that I eat a lot of sweet potatoes, which I wouldn't say is true. Maybe I have them like
definitely true.
It's once or twice a week, every other week. I don't know. I really enjoy them, okay? And they're really good. And so what I do for lunches is at some point in the week, I'll roast up a bunch of veg. And then I can have it with whatever protein I have lying around for a really quick lunch. So I usually do a sort of mix of bacon or chicken and whatever's in my fridge. And the best combination I've done yet was sweet potatoes, cubed and roasted, with cumin and coriander and a bit of lime, which is the best combination ever, by the way. And then I crumbled some streaky bacon on it. And then I added diced avocado. And it was so good.
Yeah.
It was like the perfect, not too carby lunch, because I've noticed if I eat a massive plate of pasta for lunchtime, then I'm out for the whole afternoon. The carb coma. And it was just so good. It was so fresh, and I'm obsessed with it, and I miss it. I might have to make it at home, yeah. Not gonna lie. There may or may not be sweet potatoes in my kitchen.
Oh, of course there is.
Maybe.
I'm not surprised. I think that and your lattice that you made are probably some of your best cooks in the flat so far. Tell us about it.
My lattice. What a shout. Okay. I need to explain this because I felt like I discovered something, which I didn't. So it sort of got to the end of the week and I noticed that I had a random half panne of mushrooms in my fridge because I'd used the other half to make a risotto. I had some chicken left over. The other half also went into the risotto. And I also had some feta. So I bought a bag of spinach and some puff pastry and made this sort of like lattice twisty pasty, not pasty.
Pasty?
Mm. Pasty.
Talking about me now. I'm pasty.
This pasty kind of situation, yeah. Without potatoes in it. And it was so easy. I just laid out the pastry, wilted some spinach, threw in the sautéed mushrooms. I think I did a bit of onion, the grilled chicken, and some crumbled feta. Mm-hmm. And I put it in. I had a bit of fun twisting them and plaiting them to make it look pretty. Can't say I did a great job.
No, you did. It looked nice.
I could have done better. I think poor Hollywood and Mary Berry would have been a bit disappointed by the lack of technique and plaiting it. But I tried, okay? I'm just a student. And then I brushed it with egg and baked it. And it was so long that I then had it for, I think, another three meals.
Mm-hmm. It was immense. It really was.
And it was so good cold. It was brilliant.
Yeah. It did smell also a really good lunch. Very, very good.
It was tasty. Yeah. It was very tasty.
Did you freeze it in the end?
Making more of those.
Or did you just have it in the fridge? Oh, you managed to get through that then. Wow.
Because I Googled it and I think it lasted like 4 days.
Wow.
So I had it for lunch on 2 days and for dinner on the last one.
Mm.
And that was it. That was the lattice. Gone.
Did you get bored of it?
So good. Or, I didn't.
Wow. See that?
I didn't.
That's an achievement.
It's just that good.
I mean, we've talked about your cooking successes, but I think we should talk about your toasties that you like to burn.
Oh, I knew this was gonna come.
It's very amusing. I thought the fire alarm was gonna go off at one point. It was that bad.
What? You always think the fire alarm is gonna go
scared.
Off. So at home, this has never happened to me. But the electric hobs at university are just awful. Mm-hmm. The heat distribution is uneven. So it always ends up happening that one side of my toastie pretty much close to incinerated because the hob isn't doing anything for, I don't know, a solid 10 minutes. So I turn it up a bit and then I get distracted because Abby's distracting.
I'm just so fun. She's always talking. And you love my company. That's why. Don't lie to yourself. We all know the truth.
I'm not sure that's, the reason. Anyways, I get distracted and then before I know it, Abby looks like she's seen a ghost and someone else walks in saying, "What's burning?" And I realise it's my toastie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually on my list. I have a list of all the things I need to buy when I get back to uni. And Fenexia, definitely a toasty maker, because yes, I'm so over please. Burning my grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yes. I might even bring a blender with me, I'm not going to lie, for some smoothies.
Ooh, are you into smoothies?
I really am. I'm really into smoothies at the minute. Oh, I love them.
What's your go-to, aside from innocent kids' smoothies?
I always have a banana in there, because, you know, I like a banana. It's good in a smoothie. I like some mango, raspberry, sometimes a bit of strawberry. Ooh. Sometimes a bit of mixed fruits in there. We just got, like, a bag of mixed fruits. Put them in there. Oh, it's good.
Ooh.
It's good. I'm branching out.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get into green juices and green smoothies, because I've heard this one really good recipe with apples and cucumbers in it, and I feel like I should do something for my health. And if it's nice, I may as well.
We should try it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm low-key excited for? Being able to eat nuts next year, because we don't have cases of that, so I could just eat some like cashew nuts or something like that. Oh, that's gonna be fun.
I love snacking on nuts.
They're nice. And
they're so good.
Protein? Yeah. Is it protein? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of protein. And it's also really good to cook with.
Mm.
Like some cashews in a mushroom risotto. Amazing.
Yeah. I'm ecstatic for that.
Or walnuts in a carrot cake. Yes.
Oh, coffee and walnut cake. My mum loves coffee and walnut cake. Yeah. The thing is, I think coffee and walnut cake is kind of an elderly cake. Like, I think of it and I just think of old people. I don't know what it is. Like, coffee mornings.
It's not an elderly cake. It's a tasty cake. I really like coffee and walnut cake. What are you trying to say?
I'm more of a Victoria
today,
sponge.
Of course you are.
Of course you are. Oh, yay, we get it. I'm boring.
Victoria sponge is just... It's a cake for five-year-olds.
It's a classic. Fine. No, chocolate cake is for five-year-olds. Let's not twist it here.
No. Oh my goodness. No.
Yes.
A good chocolate cake is so hard to come by. So hard. I've spent years perfecting my chocolate cake.
I've not had it yet, so I can't comment. You've not made me a chocolate cake.
You'll love it.
Can I have a late birthday cake, please? And I want it to be chocolate and it can be good. Lemon drizzle, though. We're so good at a lemon drizzle cake. Oh, that's probably one of my favourites, actually. I take it back.
Actually, let's talk about baking, because I feel like we've done a lot of it at uni and it's been such a good thing. Like, just aside from the fact that it's one of our hobbies, it's been such a good bonding exercise with a flat. This sounds like I'm some form of like bonding camp. It's been such a good bonding exercise.
It has though.
No, but it's been really good, because we all really enjoy baking, and those of us who don't enjoy baking
enjoy eating
it. So
James,
it's just a no-brainer.
We always just go in the kitchen and half the cake's gone and we're like, who's been in here then?
And Robbie, to be fair, the boys aren't really into baking much, although actually, never mind, I need to take that back, because Robbie's sticky toffee pudding was bomb.
Yeah,
that was very nice. It's just been such a good way to also use up leftover bananas, because I think that's the biggest tip I can give out here, which is when you're shopping and when you're making up your meals, try and waste as little as possible, because aside from the fact that it's bad for the environment, I have to say that it's my degree, okay? Every time you're throwing food into the bin, that's your money that's going straight into the bin. So if you want to save money, you don't necessarily have to buy worse quality food or food that you like less. Like, you don't have to live off of baked beans. Just don't waste whatever you're actually buying.
Yeah.
I hate baked beans, by the way.
Me too. I think that as well, and try and talk to your flat about what you're going to buy, what you're going to make, so you don't buy a ridiculous amount of it. Like, we share brioche bread, random stuff like that, pork steaks. So if you're not going to bake with it, share it. Or if you're going to bake with it, share it anyway. Don't be mean. Don't take all the banana muffins to yourself, because that's just sneaky.
Because that's how actually the banana bread and baking at uni started, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We all bought bananas. I think 4 out of 6 of us bought bananas in the same week. And it's very hard to get through a whole bunch of bananas by yourself, it turns out. So banana bread was great for that.
Oh, it tasted amazing as well. Oh, you've got to put chocolate chips in it. If you don't,
if you're making banana bread,
criminal.
Chocolate chips.
Yes, 100%.
It's so good.
I'm trying to think of what else we've made. I mean, the girls have made some amazing cakes.
Oh my gosh.
Their cakes that they've sent us have been, they're amazing. We should post them.
There's been some serious baking.
There has.
Going on in our flat whilst we haven't been there. And oh my goodness. the cakes, that chocolate one. I know you don't like chocolate cake.
It did look good though.
But as someone who chocolate cake is possibly her favourite cake, it's really good.
Well, they made some sort of insane Victoria sponge as well. And that also looked amazing.
The Halifax baking competition.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, brownies.
Brownies. Oh, but we buy brownies as well.
Made amazing brownies. We also buy brownies. Oh, they're good.
So Robbie, I can't remember the name of what it's called, but he ordered like a load of brownies.
I think it's called Brownie and Blondie.
Yeah, I think you might be right. But they were so nice. Obviously, Bethan's homemade ones were amazing as well. Like nothing past that. Mm. But it was nice, you know, it was a nice little treat because there were so many different flavours that he got as well. What was that, like cookie dough? Weird stuff like that. I don't know. Lotus
one.
Raspberry and white chocolate, stuff like that. And they were so good. And I mean, everyone made fun of me because I took so long to eat them, but I really enjoyed it in the four sittings.
Abby took a solid, like, 4 days to eat a brownie. And we're not talking about massive brownies. The other day I had a brownie and it was really big, like the size of my face. And I had to eat it in multiple sittings. But that was just a standard size brownie. Yes, they're rich.
They were rich.
But
sickly.
It's easy.
I was just savouring. I was savouring the taste because it was so nice. Then with ice cream, oh.
Watching you eat is painful.
Good. I'm glad. Hopefully that means you stop watching me.
You know when you're sat at a table with a toddler and the toddler just won't eat? And then they take really tiny bites.
I've got a small mouth. Why does everyone make fun of me? Because I use little spoons and I take them all to eat, okay? Leave me alone.
Because you're 19, not one.
Yeah, that doesn't mean my mouth's really big. I can't help it. It's my genetics, okay?
Our listeners might beg to differ.
I mean, I talk a lot. I chat a lot and waffle, but that's not the point.
Don't we all? That's another thing, a waffle maker. Total random segue. Really want one.
Yes. Thing is, Owen bought one and it's just not working. So I'm a bit skeptical about buying a waffle maker in case it doesn't work. But hopefully we can.
Return it?
Maybe. See, that's the other thing. I think we should talk a bit about storing stuff. So obviously we get some room, but the fridge space isn't that vast and you do have to freeze quite a few bits. As soon as we get a shop in, we're going through freezing probably about half our meat because we're never going to eat that much. So yeah, talk to us about your top freezing tips.
Oh, this is the one you loved. Okay. So when you buy meat, it's impossible and also a really bad financial decision to buy it in individual servings. Mm-hmm. So you often end up with like a packet of four times or twice the amount of meat that you're going to need. So what I do is freeze it straight away because it keeps it fresher. But if you want to avoid freezer burn, you can get one of your kitchen bowls, fill it with warm tap water, and then submerge the, I can't speak, I'm foreign, okay? Submerge the Ziploc bags up until the seal, so not fully, enough so that the water creates pressure and gets basically a vacuum seal on in the meat, and then you just seal it off, put it in your freezer, and it's as good as the day you bought it when you open it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good idea because the Tetris involved in opening your freezer and trying to find food is ridiculous. Like, I just remember the amount of times I've had to take everything out of the freezer to get what I want. It's mental.
And also, get yourself a Sharpie or get yourself one of your flatmates' Sharpies. Thank you, Bethan. and put a date on of when you bought it because you think you'll remember, but then a month or two goes by and you're looking at your freezer and you have no idea where this chicken cutlet came from.
100%. That's a very good idea, actually.
Or even what it is. Yeah. I had a mystery steak and I couldn't decide if it was lamb or beef and I found out when I ate it.
Yeah, I do that. It's a good idea. So you could kind of work out when you defrost it as well, how long you have left to eat it before it goes a bit funny.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. Freezing things. And I didn't know this until like last year, which is probably very poor of me. Freezing is like putting a pause button on the expiry date. So if you freeze it with 3 days to go to the expiry date, when you defrost it, you have 3 days to eat it.
Yeah.
Which seems like a no-brainer.
It's quite an important factor, isn't it? Yeah, you don't want to be eating dodgy meat. But yeah, I think
oh, no.
That's probably some of the best tips we can give. storage, freezing things, even bread. I freeze bread. You can freeze bananas if you want to do that. If you like smoothies or banana bread, you did that, I think.
Yep. Actually, frozen bananas are even better for banana bread because when you defrost them, they sort of go a bit soppy. And it looks absolutely revolting because it's all just sort of like brown and mushy. But it makes the banana bread even sweeter because it's easier to mash up.
I think we should try banana pancakes next term then. I'm just saying, with some like chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
That's another thing we've made a ton of. Crepes. Mm. It's just such a good, quick, I'm really fancying something sweet thing.
And don't want to spend
some Nutella on it.
Ordering something.
Yeah, I can't
Zidane's.
Be bothered to go to Nisa.
Yeah.
I don't want to order anything from Zidane's because it scares me, but I will someday because it looks good.
If anyone's listening who's had Zidane's, please let us know whether it's actually good or not, because there's so many things that look amazing. Yeah. We're just scared because we walked past it and it's not the most appetizing to look at.
No, but yeah, please let us know. What did you have? Is it good? Would you rate it?
Yeah.
And also, what's your favourite chocolate bar? Because off of that, I'll be able to rate if your opinion is worth it or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, and it's also just so fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so silly, but we've had so much fun just making different shapes of it.
Yeah,
out of the pancakes.
I'm so talented at that.
Abby's an artist, really. She's made me a butterfly.
I have.
She's made me a snail.
Yep. All of the above. If you want to hire me to make you some cool pancake shapes, let me know. I'm available.
It's a bit abstract. It's a bit Picasso. But it's very tasty.
We should do some different coloured ones and have like a pancake off when we go back to the flat. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, here's another hack. Leftover crepe batter makes amazing Yorkshire puddings.
They were nice, weren't they? That was a
they
good
meal.
They
were so nice.
Oh.
Because we'd had crepes in the morning and then we had leftover batter and then we were doing this roast thing as a flat in the evening. So we thought, oh, well, let's just use the leftover batter. It's basically the same thing. And it worked.
It did.
It was brilliant.
I mean, we were scared at one point. We thought we'd messed it up because we opened the door and they were like, oh, actually, they need a bit longer. So we shut it, but luckily they remained intact. Oh, yeah. So good.
I've mastered a Yorkshire pudding, gotta say.
Don't let Robbie hear you say that. I'm sure
when we get back to uni, I'm going to do a Yorkshire pudding off with Robbie.
Because I'll judge.
I'm convinced my Yorkshire puddings are brilliant.
Bold words, very bold
and
words.
I know it's a big compliment that I'm giving myself here, but they are very good.
I believe you.
Confidence is everything.
It is. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know what's been a genius purchase? And it would have been even more so if I could have been at uni. To go with your bulk pasta, my 1 kilo of Nutella.
I made Nutella cookies with it, didn't I?
Yeah, they were really good.
Thank you. I mean, it was so hard.
It was actually brilliant. I think you made them on a Friday morning because I remember I just finished the weekly roundup. And I came out from having done my radio to a kitchen smelling like Nutella and fresh cookies. It was amazing.
See, the problem is
with a cup of coffee.
I hate cooking when there's other people in the room. Like, I don't know what it is, but it incites this new level of stress inside me when people are watching me cook. Like, I just can't function. But I somehow managed to pull through, even though I did forget to add some sort of sugar at first, but it's fine. I fixed it.
It's fine. It's
all right.
Can we do flat MasterChef?
I mean, I don't know.
I feel
if
like
a
that
face
would
Bethan.
Be so chaotic.
Oh, it would. Can I be the host? So I really want to be the host. We should just record it.
No, I want to see you run across the kitchen trying to make chicken Kiev pasta.
Oh, easy. I could do it in my sleep at this point. I was going to say something, but I can't remember what I was going to say now.
Go to kitchen equipment?
I was going to talk about what we have in our flat for the amount of people that we have. So there's 6 people in our flat. We have 2 little fridges which have like 3 shelves in it, and then like the little vegetable shelf at the bottom. Got 2 freezers which are about the same, and then we have 1 hob, well, 4 hob hole things. I don't know what they're called.
Hob holes.
Hob holes on the hob between the 6 of us.
Do you mean
See, you don't know the word either. See, joke's on you. You were trying to show me up then, but you can't even remember.
I'm going
to
Google it.
Hot plates. Is it hot plates? I don't know. Hot plates. Oh, I don't know.
Hot spots?
Maybe.
No, that's...
But there's four of those. So if everyone's trying to cook at the same time, it's not great. So advice for actually cooking, try and arrange with your flatmates when they tend to cook and pick another time. Though I have tried to do that and then everyone changes up when they want to cook. So everyone ends up cooking when I'm in there, which is not... all the most fun, and they're just watching me cook, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I mean, I need to use it to cook my pasta. I'll be like 10 minutes. But
I think the biggest lesson I've learned from that hob, aside from the fact that electric hobs are awful, is bring a smaller pan.
Yeah,
because three of us have woks, and don't get me wrong, a wok is brilliant because I love a stir fry,
mm-hmm.
and you can do so much in a wok. However, having a smaller pan for when you're cooking something a lot smaller and everyone else has their woks on is such a lifesaver, because the hob won't turn on unless there's something on top of it. And if there's three woks, only two of them can fit, and it pushes yeah. the third one off the edge. And so then nothing cooks.
It's so temperamental. I remember one time I was cooking some tagliatelle or something, but it just wasn't cooking. And I was sitting there like, what's going on? Oh, wait, the hob's turned off even though there's something on it. So yeah, definitely get the smaller pans. You're only cooking for one person most of the time anyway, so you don't need a massive family pot to cook your pasta.
Although I quite enjoy having the massive family pot, because I like cooking in bulk at the beginning of the week, and then having at least like a couple of meals that you've already made yourself earlier on is such a lifesaver, especially when it comes to lunches. And the pot I got, can't recommend it enough. It was from TK Maxx, but I'm sure... you can find a similar one pretty much anywhere. And the handles are made out of metal and they're part of the pot. So you can, because there's no plastic on it, you can take the whole pot and throw it in the oven. So when I'm done boiling my sweet potatoes, I can drain them and use the same pot to roast them in the oven. And then I have to do less dishes.
I do
which
love
is
that pot.
Clutch.
I'm so jealous of that pot. I come home and I tell my mum, like, Claudia's got this really nice pot that she uses and I really want one. Yeah, it's super nice. We should try and get a picture of it to show people what we mean. It's probably quite unclear. But yeah, it's super good.
It was brilliant. But, and yeah, anything that makes you do less dishes is honestly my best friend.
Yes, 100%.
I hate the dishes. I'll cook anything you want. And I'd rather scrub a toilet. But just dishes are so tedious.
See, we kind of do each other's dishes sometimes. If one of us is having a really bad day, we're just like, oh, I'll do it today. But yeah.
You know what makes dishes easier though?
Oh, yes, go on.
The dish wand.
Oh, dish-o-matic.
This is how I knew that Abby was going to be a good housemate for second year candidate, because we showed up on the first day with each of us having a pink dish wand.
Yep. I mean,
and honestly, if you're not using one,
then you're a wrong'un.
I know, it just was. The dish wand's new.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you don't have one, get it. It saves soap because it dispenses it and you're not squirting soap all over the place. It's super quick and easy to use. You don't get your hands sopping wet and covered in suds.
Like grapes, not grapes, raisins. When you're like washing crinks, up for too long and then it goes all crinkly, like when you're in the bath for ages. Yeah, they're amazing.
Delicious.
Even though everyone steals them because they are so good. And don't act like you don't wrestle the flat, because you're exposed. We know you are.
And what else was I going to say? Tupperware. If you're going to take anything to uni, take a set of Tupperware that 100%. Has all sorts of sizes, because it's the best thing for storing leftovers.
Yep.
The way,
especially some smaller ones as well, because obviously if you want it to fit in the fridge, but you want to store your things separately, like, so sometimes I store rice separately to the curry, because, you know, works better. They don't just cook for the same amount of time. So you need two little ones so they can fit nicely in your little shelf.
Right. Abby is the queen of Tupperware selection.
Oh, I am. I've got every size you could ever imagine.
I'm so jealous. Your little green ones.
Yep.
Those, I do love them. Those are really good. And the red ones.
Yeah,
I really want them. They're like the perfect size to store like a dressing or a tiny side.
I'm pretty sure I got them from like Asda or something, just as a spur of the moment purchase. I was like, oh yeah, they'll do. And I got them, they're very cheap.
Some of the best things I've bought were spur of the moment purchases. Do you remember the straws?
Oh,
The glass
they were
straws
so
I bought
good.
in
I just use
Tiger.
yours.
Best thing ever. 50p each. I think I bought a set of three for a grand total of £1.50. Splashing out. And they're the best because now whenever we have cocktail nights or anyone wants a straw, it's there, it's glass, it's good for the environment, and they're so cute.
Talking about cocktail nights, you've just reminded me of my best purchase yet whilst at uni.
Oh.
So, drum roll, an ice cube tray. You don't think about it when
oh,
you're going.
Yes.
But they all your ice balls.
Yes.
They're so good because you have ice way more than you think, especially if you're drinking or a nice fresh glass of orange juice in the morning. And it's better for the environment, cheaper. And if your flatmates don't steal them, then you always have ice cubes ready for you.
I can't recommend my ice balls enough. It was also a Tiger purchase along with the straws. And I think it was £2 for a set of four. And it's just these circular molds and you fill it from the top and then it has a little cap and you freeze it and it makes just this golf ball sized ice orb.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing ever because if we get into the physics of it, an orb due to the surface area volume ratio melts slower. So then your drink doesn't get watery, but it's still cold and it looks really cool.
It does.
And I'm a sucker for things that look cool.
I think Tiger in general, unexpectedly, is actually very good for buying like random bits for the kitchen. I think I've seen a lot of stuff because I got my ice cube tray from there. They have some really
it's
nice
like
rolling
IKEA.
Pins. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. There is one in York, if you are going to York, but they have them almost everywhere. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, highly recommend it.
Talking about things that are useful, I have a utensils pot that has proved very efficient in storage and actually making the most of the room that we do have in the kitchen.
I think it has, and I might consider getting one for next year. But so far I've housed them all in a drawer divider, which is the best purchase I've made in terms of kitchen organization. I know I said the baskets were really good, but I'm going to put them in separate categories because the baskets are giving you more space and the nice little silicone drawer dividers are organizing it, because we each get roughly one drawer in the kitchen, which is quite standard for uni kitchens. And so if you don't have any form of organizer, then all of your cutlery and your utensils are just having a great time swimming around the drawer. So I bought this, I think it was £7 from OXO on Amazon. And it fits all of my cutlery. And it also has a little section for more miscellaneous kitchen utensils, like my handheld grater and my straws, exciting, my mini spatula. And it also has a nice long section for all of my utensils,
yeah,
which is brilliant because then it's all organized. It makes me feel put together. And we love that. Anything that makes me feel put together gets major points because I'll take it.
It's good for safely storing your knives as well. So I put my knives in a little pot in my drawer, like you do, because you do not want to have them loose in a drawer, not only for yourself, but if one of your flatmates wants to borrow anything from your drawer, you don't want to risk hurting them. So that's another important thing to think about when you're going to uni. Where are you putting your knives? Because most of us can't afford a knife block or don't want to spend a lot of money on a nice knife block.
I want to be put together enough to have a knife block, but... Maybe
next
I'll save
year
up for it.
we could invest in one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right. If we're talking about utensils, I have to talk about my ultimate pasta life hack, because what Italian would I be?
Of course.
If I wasn't
Take
giving you at least one pasta life hack. So a big problem for us at uni, and I think this goes for the whole flat, has been cooking the right amount of pasta. You're either cooking too much or too little. Sometimes I think I've put the same amount in a pot than I did the time before, and I end up with about three times as many fusilli as I need. But then I'll do it again and end up with about half a portion. Anyways, if you're having spaghetti, which I'm personally quite a big fan of, and you're trying to measure out one serving, if you have a slotted spoon with, you know, the one with a big hole in the middle, that hole is actually there to help you measure exactly one portion of spaghetti. So if you can get enough spaghetti to fill the hole and go through the spoon, then that's how many spaghetti you need.
There you go.
That's one portion, and it works every time. Robbie, you're welcome. And it's so exciting.
See, it's so annoying because I always accidentally make like 1.5 portions. So there's not enough to save it because there's not going to be enough. I'll be hungry, but there's too much to eat in one sitting. So it's so annoying. So that hack, very useful. Yeah. Write that down.
The way I usually get around the 1.5 serving is that I'll have the half serving as part of my lunch the next day. Because I feel like lunches can be really random.
100%.
At least mine tends to be. Lunch is like, oh, I really need to eat this before it goes off. Lunch, done.
Remember when I had bagels for like a week straight with just different spreads on them?
No, Abby, this is possibly the most boring lunch you've had at university. She had a bagel, toasted, one half with Nutella on it, the other half with butter. Voila!
I just had a craving for them that week, okay? I can't help it. It was really good. Sometimes you just really fancy bagel things. I did. If you say salmon, I'm going to... Okay, good.
No, well, excuse me. Salmon, delicious.
Salmon freaks me
absolutely
out
delicious.
So much.
What? I don't know. Up.
I'm trying.
And no, the best bagel I made at uni was the pastrami one with...
That did look good.
Gherkins.
Not the gherkins.
And mustard and mayo and salad because I really like mustard and gherkins and that blue cheese, that whole family of strong flavours that people usually hate. It was so good. And I'm a bagel thins kind of gal, which I got a lot of hate for. But
especially
it's just
from James,
crispier.
With his little bagel
and
slicer.
Nice. I know. James is the bagel lord.
Mm-hmm.
And will never live up to his standards, which I just sort of got used to.
No matter how much
bagel
salmon
slicer,
we put in our bagels, nothing will top.
Salmon is so good.
You'll have to cook me some
salmon
nicely.
Salmon is so good.
And I'll try it.
Yeah.
It could be my mum's terrible cooking.
No, but you don't put normal salmon in a bagel. You put smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon.
In a bagel.
Is it raw?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
No, it's not. It's smoked.
Yeah, but is it raw salmon as well? Because some people put raw salmon in it, right? Or am I wrong in thinking that?
So, are you thinking of the really thinly sliced one?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah,
is that cooked?
That's smoked salmon.
Is that cooked?
It's cooked.
Why is it that colour then?
It looks raw, but it's cooked.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And, but yeah, raw salmon's also really good. I love a bit of sushi. I haven't had it at uni though. What?
I've never had sushi, ever. It's because...
We're totally grossed out because you don't like
exactly.
fish.
Exactly. My mum's allergic to seafood, so I never really have anything from like the sea family. So obviously she can...
From the sea family?
I think she can eat fish, but like she doesn't. It's more shellfish. Yeah. She just avoids anything from the sea really. So I've never really had anything
like
that.
Good.
I'll have to try it.
It's so
I love
good.
Rice, so...
Well, there we go. That's
exactly.
Basically like 80% of sushi anyways.
We'll see.
Well, there we go. You're done.
There we go.
Bit of wasabi.
Oh. I've heard of that before. I don't think I've had it.
It's spicy.
It's a shop.
Very nice. Yes. Yeah. It's a sushi shop.
It is a sushi shop. There we go. I have to pop in.
Wow, discoveries. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely starving now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I think we're going to have to wrap this up.
Oh, wow.
Just roll with it.
I will roll with it. Oh,
just
I didn't. That
it.
Went right over my head. I will roll with it.
Sushi joke. Let's just roll with it. And we'll see you next week for another episode. Probably many, many more terrible puns.
Probably.
I can't promise I won't make them. They're getting worse by the week.
They are.
Well, my dad's very proud of me because they're borderline dad jokey.
Oh, they are. They really are. Well, we'll see you all next week.